Crowpie contains language and themes which may not be suitable for anyone, but what is suitable for everyone is the great stuff from our friends over there at The Famous. Go check out thefamousheadwear.co.uk for some awesome, awesome Rangers gear. And of course, if you scroll down into the show notes, you hit that Buy Me a Coffee link, support the Crowpod. We're giving away stuff from them every single month. Easy to do. Help us out with the show and maybe win some really good stuff. So like I said, go check out thefamousheadwear.co.uk.
Good whip on it, and it's in. A goal that's been coming, scored by Alvarez. And barely 15 minutes in, Rangers find themselves behind. Illustrations from the first quarter that Rangers faced tonight, but perhaps the marking hasn't been good. You see there, Tavernier and Goldson almost marking each other. Neither of them getting a jump towards the ball.
Passy, Kudus. Tavernier engages, but Kudus is able to go beyond the Rangers. Captain, he takes aim!
It's secondhand news here on the Crowpod. And I'm recording this before we even got to the end. There's a good chance by the time you listen to this, Gio's fired. Or he's still there for some inexplicable reason, along with Ross Wilson, Stuart Robertson, and the other people that we've been talking about that are, well, this is the problem, right? I mean, Gio's one symptom. The players tonight are one symptom. You know, I mean, firing him alone is not gonna solve this. Now, I think, look, either the players quit or they're not being coached. And either way, well, that's kind of time. You can't concede 8 goals on the bounce as Rangers manager and stay in your job. You know, European final and the Scottish Cup, and that's great, but he's obviously done. I don't understand the messaging from the club. When it comes to Morales, when it's obvious that our captain is just as out of shape as he is, or injured, or both. So I don't know how we can spend this much time complaining about Alfredo Morales being Alfredo Morales when James Tavernier apparently decided to put on about, I don't know, 2 stone of upper body muscle or whatever. But he looked well off of it. Ryan Kent, again, bitching at the ref while a throw-in's being taken tonight. Thankfully, that didn't cost us one of the goals. Antonio Čolak, we saw Saturday, he's not the kind of striker for this game. And, early on, gifting possession back to them repeatedly, one of which led to their first free header of a corner. You know, when me and David and Todd were talking about this on the show a few weeks back, but when we went and looked at the numbers, we hadn't actually conceded from a corner in quite some time. But I think the problem was, well, every single time we've seen one, it looks like we could, and now we are. Thank God Ajax buried their deliveries into the box on these corners, or else it could have been much, much worse than it was. But, you know, I mean, the one that went in, I mean, you've got Tavernier marking Goldson, who ducks, and Tavernier doesn't do anything, and they've got a free header. Almost, it was literally at the exact same spot. Granted, the corner came from the opposite side as the one before that they should have scored on. Teams at this point, they're making the exact same runs over and over and over again. There's no adjustment. They're either not being coached or they don't give a fuck. Those are the two options that you see when you see these kind of mistakes happening over and over again. I don't understand how Scott Wright is constantly offside or on the park. I don't understand how when we got Davies and Morales who need fitness, we're bringing on Steven Davis with 15 minutes left. There were some, too. God, they should have had that second one where Goldson came out to pick up one of their holding midfielders. I don't know why. So he pulled himself 12 yards out of position. One run across the middle took 3 of our defenders out. They switched it out wide right, and by the time the cross came back in, no one was home. They should have scored from that one quite easily. I mean, look, it's still... Well, hold on. Okay, it is 4-0. So, like I said, I started this while we were trying to finish the match here. But, I mean, that was... Look, we played better in the second half, but they also didn't. But much like Saturday, had they decided to keep the foot on the gas, that could have been far, far more. But, again, 8 goals conceded on the trot, 2 matches from Rangers, is not acceptable. It's done. It has to be done. Whatever he did last year in getting us those finals and everything else has got to be done. And once we do that, you have to look above him. You have to look at Ross Wilson, and you have to look at Stuart Robertson's role in this. And the board, again, the board should not be making decisions like they're part of the exec comm. Even, well, fuck, they all are. But that's not your role. Your role is to hire a CEO and have him execute the business model, not be involved in day-to-day operations and how the shit is run. And, that's problem one, and then it all trickles down from there. And I don't look, if we're going to keep the same core group of players together for this fucking long, go get the manager that they actually like, because he's going to be fired again here pretty soon, right? You can forgive like the deflected goal from Sands, not how easy it was for them to get into the position to create that chance. That's not okay, but sometimes shit happens. You can't forgive the endless free headers. Tavernier running next to the guy for 20 yards while he goes in to score their third. You know, take him down. You have no help. Goldson's not coming across to get you. You know you're beaten for pace. When you've got him on your shoulder, you got to take him down. And you just simple shit. And then, of course, you know, we get Borna's miracle goal wiped out because Ryan Kent's contribution ended up being perfect in the end. Yeah, quick break. Let's just hit the reset. Back here on Second In News on the Crow Pod. Of course, scroll down, hit the Buy Me a Coffee link there in the show notes. Help us out. You might win some stuff from my friends over there at The Famous. Visit thefamousheadwear.co.uk. It's hard to be excited about anything after you've just watched that. Those were almost identical in how we were ripped apart by those teams. And it's watching where every single goal kick that they're taking or any time that we lose possession, which, of course, happened almost every single time we got the ball down the park immediately, that they are back camped on the edge of our 18-yard box within 2 to 3 passes on the deck. Nobody's any kind of pressure, any kind of challenge, any sort of anything. And the minute that first goal went in, they all laid down. So again, Gio has to go because that the responsibility, I mean, that does bear on him, but it's also the responsibility of the guy who hired him, right? And the guy who's apparently made all these choices on the players that we've signed and the players that we've chosen to keep and the players that we haven't gone and gotten. This falls on him. We talked about it the other day. The only player Ross Wilson has signed that has played more than 50% of the available minutes for Rangers is John Lundstrom. How many players has he signed? That is not acceptable. And the decision to keep with him and stick with him comes from above. Again, we have a whatever Stuart Robertson's job title wants to be, the pretend CEO, who doesn't want to be CEO because he's not qualified to be in that kind of a position. It is top down, a failure that we did not build on 55. It is just one stupid, I mean, like, the saying aside what we're seeing on the park right now, you know, let's look at the day trip fuck up. Not the first one, right? Not the first time we've had these kind of issues with this sort of stuff. And now you're going to take tickets away from people at Anfield to compensate for the fact that you fucked this up today. You didn't have someone there to hand out dispersed tickets last night. Simple shit. Again, from the top down, the people in charge of this stuff need to be held responsible. But this is what happens when the board is so involved with day-to-day operations. Instead of just setting the guidelines by which they want the company run or the way the company should be run and letting someone competent make all these choices. Gio has to go. Ross Wilson has to go. Stuart Robertson needs to go. If the Parks want to get out, now is the time. Because the longer we drag feet on this, the further and further behind we get. And the way that things are shaking out within the SPFL, the Champions League money becomes more and more important because of how stripped out the television deal is. And what are we going to do? Are we honestly going to go to court every single fucking time there's a problem with a sponsor? Is that going to be the plan? We're going to do that every single year? You have to win the league and you have to qualify for the Champions League. And sadly, we've got to be good enough once we're in here to keep the coefficient points up to have it so we can have these places. I mean, great. It's almost entirely down to us that there are two teams in the group stages, and that's fucking awesome. But the failures that we had to play in to get to this spot because we lost the league from a winning position last year. Whatever happened in Europe and winning the Scottish Cup, that's all great. But we have to win the league. He might be fired by the time you hear this. I don't know. I'm sure we're going to do some more stuff later this. You know, and if, fuck this. We're going to take one more break. We're just going to talk about something fun for a few minutes. Something that isn't Rangers for a few minutes. Collect our heads. And you know what? We get up and we go again, right? Tomorrow's another day. Be right back.
Baby's hungry and the money's all gone. The folks back home don't want to talk on the phone. She gets a long letter, sends back a postcard. Times are hard. War down in Mexico.
Back for more secondhand news here. A couple odds and ends items. You know, it wouldn't be the crow pie if we didn't talk about some random ass shit. But later on Wednesday, well, I guess it'd actually be Thursday morning over there in the UK at 1 a.m., the U.S. Open Cup final is being contested between Orlando City of MLS, Orlando City SC, and our old friends out there, the Sacramento Republic, who you might remember from an earlier Rangers tour there. Now, I'm bringing this one up because there is a ridiculous fucking story going on with this. Now, Orlando City, again, an MLS team. Sacramento Republic, we remember, plays at a ground in front of a Ferris wheel. So, slightly different in those regards. Orlando City, again, they're according to MLS, their valuation is around $450 to $500 million. Sacramento Republic's annual revenues are about $15 to $20 million. So, a little bit of a gulf here in terms of the size of the clubs, but Orlando City this came out on Monday, but it was reported out Tuesday by Taylor Twellman, which that's kind of sad, honestly. I mean, this is like Michael Stewart breaking news. Not in so much that Taylor's an asshole, just that he's not really a reporter. But so Sacramento didn't want to train at Orlando City's facilities, and that was the only thing that they'd been offered by U.S. Soccer, by USSF. So they went to a public facility to train, and they're at this public field on Monday night, and this guy comes up who they identified. This is a friend of Orlando's manager and a staffer for the team, on his phone, taking notes, taking phone calls, taking videos. And then they go over to confront this guy, right? Park two vans in front of him so he can't watch anything else. Then he moves again before finally leaving after over 45 minutes. So he sat and watched them training and working on set piece setups and everything else for 45 minutes. So Orlando City, again, in this competition tonight, the U.S. Open Cup, which is, of course, you know, the FA Cup over here, had to send a spy to go look at the USL side as they were training at a public park. And one last random item here. This is just a random world of Shane shit. But the man of the hole, if you guys are not familiar with this gentleman, he was a native in Brazil, in the Brazilian state of Rondônia, I believe is how it's pronounced. But anyway, this is a man who, his entire tribe at one point had been killed, either by ranchers, farmers, whoever, but, you know, he's people that go through the Amazon rainforest. Honestly, it's almost a genocide. I think there are, groups that do refer to it as one of indigenous peoples down there. But this was an uncontacted guy. The last one in his tribe after everybody else had been murdered in the 70s and again in the 90s. And they called him the Man of the Hole because he would basically build tiger traps throughout all of his... He built thatch houses, apparently over 50 of them, since they've been, you know, watching this guy from a distance. But every one would feature a giant hole in the middle of it covered, well, with leaves or something to those regards. So, yeah, it's very interesting. The Man of the Hole. I can think of a few men around the club that we could throw into a very, very dark, deep hole right now, and everything would feel a little bit better for all of us. So that's it for this edition of the Secondhand News. Like I said, scroll down, hit the Buy Me a Coffee link, help us out. We are giving away some stuff from the Famous on Friday. Not waiting until the end of the month to give it all away this month. So if you want to help out the show, maybe win some nice stuff from our buddies over there, all you got to do is sign up, give us a hand, either a monthly membership or you can do like a one-off thing, whatever. And if, you know, you just want some nice stuff from the Famous, go check them out, thefamousheadwear.co.uk. We'll be back with, well, we got Watergate and some other stuff coming back Friday. So at least we'll have something to distract us from, the fucking five of the worst days on the park that we've seen in a long time.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah.
I mean, you can't be fucking serious at that.